Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa on Today. We thank you so much for joining us, and we hope that you will pass the word along to someone else that they may learn as you and I are learning as the discussions go forward. We would like to give you phone numbers, chat numbers, and online numbers that you may call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So I hope you have instruments available to write down information we're going to share and also the phone number. Hopefully I will remember and try to give the number throughout the broadcast. The phone number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may also text the word START 788. That's 88788. And then you may also chat online at thehotline.org. Thehotline.org. Now, I believe I have written today that we will discuss that it's not your fault. But the Spirit of the Lord pressed upon my mind to change the subject matter for today. And we're going to talk about how to avoid toxic relationships and also the fact that time to take care of yourself. It is time to take care of yourself. We want you to know that it is not your fault that you find yourself in an abusive relationship. It is not your fault at all. So, and we also want you to know that you are not alone. Before I forget, also, I'm going to give you the phone number. If you desire to call in, that number is 563-999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. The first thing you will need to do to work on getting a better relationship are the key to finding the best relationship is working on the one you have with yourself. So if you know anyone for a partner, looking for a mate, trying to hook up, I guess that's the young folks they call it, you need to first begin with yourself. Start working on yourself. Look at yourself. What are your desires? What are your goals in life? What are you expecting from a relationship? What will you be carrying into a relationship? This is also good information for you to share with your children, with friends of yours that you know that are not married, and with people that you just want to share information with. Very good to start with yourself first to see just what it is that you want out of life. Now, we want to say the way to avoid a toxic relationship is don't dwell on the past. Sure, part of repairing the relationship will likely involve addressing past events, but at the same time, you do not want to dwell on the past toxic relationships that you have had going into another relationship with someone else. You also avoid toxic relationships by viewing your compassion. Look upon the person with compassion. Do not try to be the person that controls the conversation. Do not try to be the person that controls the relationship. So what you want to do is work on the relationship together. Remember, it's two different people coming together, trying to see if they can find some common ground. And compassion is sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. Now, we have spoken in the past about the abuser. Sometimes the abuser, if a person is an abuser and you're unaware of it, a red flag is they're coming in looking for you to give them sympathy, okay? Telling you, oh, woe is me and woe is that. But this is not what we're talking about now when you're trying to avoid a toxic relationship, okay? And then because of past of being in a toxic relationship, you want to start some type of therapy. Find a support group, and the National Domestic Violence Hotline is definitely a place that can direct you to good resources so that you may find support to get some therapy so that you may begin to heal yourself, okay, so that you may not find yourself in another toxic relationship. And then while you are working on yourself, you want to practice doing healthy communication to others. Be positive as you're talking to others. And you can give constructive criticism, then feel bad. When you give someone constructive criticism, what you're doing is you're talking to an individual in such a way, allowing them to know what you have observed and then ways how it may be corrected or presented in a different manner the next time. And then you want to be accountable. You want to be accountable in a relationship, and the person that you're entering the relationship with, you want that person to also be accountable. Accountable to what is said, accountable to what is done, and not trying to shove it off onto someone else. And then most of all, personally, as an individual, you want to heal previous toxic relationships. You want to heal. And then you want to hold space for others to change. Now, these are also tips that can be used if you feel that the relationship you're in can be addressed and salvaged. These same steps that we just spoke about will help you to heal the relationship that you're already in. But the both of you would need to start therapy, patient, being accountable one to the other, and healing each person individually, and then hold space for the other person to change. And whatever has happened in the past in the relationship, let it stay in the past. Now, there is something that I just do not go along with, and that is being physically abused within a relationship. One thing about being psychologically and emotionally and verbally abused is that unless you were already educated to it, or someone told you about it, or you witnessed it yourself being in a household where it happened, you wouldn't know that you're being psychologically or verbally abused. By time an individual finds out that they are being abused verbally, non-verbally, mentally, emotionally, or psychologically, it has already happened. If you go back and listen to some of our previous recordings, we gave signs, red flags, of how to detect when someone is an abuser. The number for the National Domestic hotline is 800-799-7233. Again, 800-799-7233. Your first call or contact with them is anonymous, and they have a policy that they must go by when they talk to individuals about abuse or anyone that calls in. You may text the word START to the numerals 88788. You may text START to 88788. You may also go online, thehotline.org. And what the National Domestic Violence Hotline individuals do is they provide life-saving tools to empower victims and survivors of abuse. The call is anonymous, it's confidential, and everyone deserves to be free from domestic violence. So, how we have, I think, about 4 minutes left. So how can an individual escape a toxic relationship and choose yourself? You escape by having healthy boundaries. While it is important to create boundaries in every relationship, it becomes critical in toxic relationships. So in order to establish boundaries, you're going to have to allow the individual to know that they're not going to talk with you in a certain manner. They're not going to treat you in a certain manner. And that respect belongs in the relationship, and it goes both ways. Now, it depends on how long you have been in a toxic relationship, because the individual may retaliate on you. That's why it is important to call the National online, because you need to have support. Another thing you can do is you can detach yourself from your partner and prioritize your own self. But once again, it depends on how long you've been in the relationship. You do not want someone that has been psychologically manipulating you to turn around now and start physically abusing you. Okay? So it's very important to seek help, find someone that you trust, share information with that can help you to make your decision. Why should we avoid toxic relationships? Or as a result, a toxic relationship can affect many other relationships in your life. And that's what we want to point out. It starts with affecting you first. And once it affects you, then it's a tentacle. It just reaches out to those that surround you and those that you love. So you do not want to do that. We have, I think, maybe 40 seconds left. So we thank you very much for listening. And we're going to talk more about it on the next broadcast. So we thank you very much for tuning in. May God bless you today to have a beautiful day. And once again, no one deserves to be in an abusive. Have a great day, and may God bless you.